brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into the second hour of this worldwide transmission. We're talking to Kurt in Texas. Kurt, I want you to recap, because you got interrupted by the break. Tell your whole story again, and then I'm going to detail exactly how this feeds into the whole martial law control grid from the government's own documents with what they're setting up. They've been doing this quietly for decades. It's all part of the EAS Amber Alert system. It is for the general public to lock down all U.S. cities and sectors, just like the Gaza Strip is locked down right now. This is a total control grid. That's what they call it. It's Pentagon designed, and they're slowly brainwashing the police who don't see the full picture and the local communities to go along with this. So break down from the beginning to the end. What happened?
Okay, 6 to 8 months ago, a fellow went off the deep end. They said he was on some kind of drugs. Took a shotgun and started firing into one of the main streets. I live 5 to 8 miles from where this occurred. Our telephone rang. They told us we are declaring a red alert because of this condition. You are to stay in your house. You're not to go to your windows. You're not to open your doors. You're not to enter your car. And you are to limit your any phone calls to 1 minute until we give you the all clear. I pointed this out to the local paper that this was nothing more than the beginning of institution of martial law on us. They posted it on their website. I was called a radical, a nut, idiot, one thing and another, a few minor threats, veiled threats made on my life by people. And something like that, but that's just exactly what it is. I mean...
Okay, let me ask you a few questions. Yes. What is the name of the town you live in Texas?
Abilene, Texas.
No, it will. That is a serious testing ground for globalist control. Okay, was it a live person that called you, or was it a recording?
Recording.
Okay, we're going down the line. That just confirmed 100% that this is a federally funded operation. This does confirm that this isn't some cowboys in your town mimicking, your local constabulary mimicking programs, the fact that it was recorded.
It was a computerized voice, yes.
Yes, okay. Yeah. That's under FEMA. All right, let me ask you a few other key questions. Was this the only call you've ever gotten?
Yes, so far. They told us at this time that when we were to stay in our homes that there would be SWAT teams on the street.
Yes.
SWAT teams for one man with a rifle. That's quite much, in my opinion.
Well, this is very sophisticated psychological warfare, and most of the officers there probably don't even have the slightest understanding of what they're dealing with. But when we come back from break, I am going to break down exactly what we're dealing with here. Any other points you'd like to make?
No, I've been trying to get your videos out. I'm not able to walk out and meet and distribute them myself, so I have two or three other people that are passing them out. I'm doing the duplicating and passing them to them to pass out.
That's how we're going to defeat the enemy, sir. What you're doing will defeat them in the end, and their attempted, again, foreign banking takeover. It's all engineered. They set up this receivership, the police state, knowing they were going to purposefully implode the economy. And now, I don't know how long you've been listening, but everything we laid out, how they would engineer it, starting with the how they would lay out the subprime crisis, how they would then openly announce the foreign banks were going to take over the planet, how we would pay taxes to them. Have you not seen all of that happen?
Yes, I have. And I think this thing over in Lebanon is a war of convenience, because I feel the unpopular thing that they are talking about after his inauguration is for him to say, well, I think we better...
Stay there.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
To defeat an enemy, you have to first realize that there is an enemy. Private foreign banks, since 1913, have fully taken over the United States. They are now attempting to fully bankrupt the people and leave us homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered. And we are here at the gates. I want to briefly break down this whole martial law control grid from the angle that Kurt in Texas was just telling us about. I believe his story because I've seen him do it in Austin many times. I've seen them do it in many other small towns where they're beta testing it. It's easier to do it in small towns. And I want to walk through what the feds admit they have covertly set up. First time we saw documents dealing with this was the late 1980s. 1988 in North Carolina and South Carolina, they first began this. So I want to give a brief history of it as soon as Kurt leaves us. But Kurt, finish up your point about Obama's unpopular move January 21st and what you believe that is going to be.
I think it's to commit U.S. troops to the Middle East between Israel and Palestine. There's quite a few people that do not like the U.S. involvement with Israel because we are giving them more. We are giving them what would average out about $30,000 per person in Israel a year in foreign aid.
And that's just what we know of.
They ain't making that.
That's just what we know of.
Yes.
That's just the aid that is public. Absolutely, sir. I appreciate your call, and I believe that that is a very strong possibility. You know, there was big calls in 2006 to put a United Nations U.S.-backed It'll be a UN operation, but predominantly made up of U.S. forces in Lebanon. And now, in fact, that's in my stack of news here. Some of the Israeli documents are coming out in the Israeli press, and that is indeed what they are planning, to create a giant crisis, and they may even attack Lebanon again and then put United Nations / NATO troops in the north on the Lebanon, northern Israel border, and there in the south into the Gaza territory. And then you see, after weeks and weeks or months of bombing and siege and starvation, the Gazans will beg for the United Nations to come in as their supposed savior. And then the United Nations occupation will be used as a conduit for Palestinians that want to flee and leave. And that's the Israeli objective, according to Israeli papers, is to make it so untenable that the Palestinians will flee, not just there in the Gaza Strip, but also in the north. So that is definitely an excellent point made by Kurt. Okay, let me get into what's really going on. Starting with Columbine, which was clearly an engineered operation. The school was half empty that day. Harris and Klebold had talked about how they were going to shoot everybody. They'd been under psychiatric government care. They were both on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and one of them was also on a Ritalin-type drug. The sheriff and the principal sat there for an hour at a Subway while it all went on. 127 unexploded bombs, some of them weighing hundreds of pounds, were in the building, but something didn't go off. How were they able to place 120-plus bombs in the building? On and on and on, but I don't want to get sidetracked. I say a brief explanation. This is just so detailed. They used that event to turn the schools into prisons, to put up barbed wire fences, metal detectors, they'd already done it in the inner city, to roll that out nationwide, ID cards. If children wrote about anything violent in their school essays, they'd be arrested, now violating the First Amendment. All these zero tolerance laws. And then now they're going to move that model and are moving that model through the fusion centers, the emergency management centers in rural areas. It'll be over a 4 or 5 county area, federally paid for. They're even merging the National Guard into the same buildings with their armories. They're having the cities and counties move in, having their main police command centers for multiple towns and cities, for regional government, into the command centers. Then the face scanning cameras, the cell phone tracking software, the license plate reading systems are now all integrated into those. Then the feds every few months tell the local emergency managers new aspects of the control grid and, you know, give them new phony reasons for why it's all happening. Again, so it all sounds good. Kind of like 10 years ago, hey, UN troops are helping put out forest fires out west. Now we're hearing, oh, NATO and UN and British and Canadian and Mexican troops are going to help during riots in America. And it's in major U.S. and Canadian papers. See, but see, the police and firemen and others were acclimated working with foreign troops to put out fires, or Mexican troops helping with soup kitchens in Katrina. But making a big deal about armored convoys pouring across the border, flying giant Mexican flags in the news, saying, since the first time since the 1880s, Mexican troops are in the United States. And there's thousands of points integrated into this. People ask, well, how do you have your opinion or your view? It isn't that. When you constantly study this, you have thousands of points of data that integrate in together. And to even try to give you a data briefing on it would probably take the next 3 hours. But I'm going to try to abbreviate. Now, the reason I asked him if it was a recorded call, that shows that it is a set-up system, the same one we've seen the feds implementing as they federalize local communities all over the country with these different task forces. So they have emergency anti-terror planning under Homeland Security, under the emergency alert system set up in 96 but announced to the public after 9/11. They roll it out in the name of Amber, you know, saving a little girl. But if you read the real EAS system, it isn't about floods. It isn't about storms when you hear them take over the local feeds. It is about FEMA and the local emergency management command bunkers, the fusion centers in the future. Well, they're already doing it, flashing up on billboards. Look for this fugitive, video jumbotrons. Report terrorism, 1-800 numbers. Report illegal guns, 1-800 numbers. See, they're already using the FEMA system on major highways. First, it's, oh, look for the little girl. Remember I told you a decade ago. Versus look for the little girl. Oh, you're for saving little girls. And then now it's, oh, we're looking for terrorists. We're looking for gun owners. But they've got to acclimate the public, just like they raid schools for drills. Don't tell the children it's a drill. Put guns to their heads. Teach them learned helplessness. Terrorize them to submit, to load on the FEMA buses, to go to the local sports stadium. They've had those drills all over the country. Now it's time for the public to go through this. And so they just set up giant. There was some drug dealers that were shot at some police, so they locked down a large part of East Austin, evacuated scores of schools, or locked the schools down, told people don't come out of their houses. And this went on for hours after they'd already shot one of the guys and captured him. So again, in the past they didn't do that. Now they call you and say, stay in your homes, don't leave, or you'll basically be shot. Now in 88, the federal government wanted it where all cable systems, all radio, all TV, are hooked in to local federal feeds or international or national feeds. The president can come on and talk to everybody and take over, or it can be the locals just regionally. And they tried to pass a federal law then that by 1990 everything would be remote controlled. But they didn't get it until 1996. And so now they're training you with more and more break-ins about floods or about ice. Oh, they care about me, or about bad traffic. And now the FCC has told AM and FM stations as of 4 years ago, and I saw the internal memos, because at the time I was doing a show out of 1260 AM. I would also go over there and fill in for them here in Austin. And, well, just to finish up the basics on that front, the FCC said, get ready in the next few years. We're going to start taking maybe an hour or two a day of programming, and we're not even going to tell you when. We're just going to take over with public service announcements and things. And so they're getting you ready for that as well, just like the feds are saying they're going to start taking over the newspapers. So forget just placing their propaganda in the news. They're talking about openly running it and taking it over and doing whatever they want, whenever they want. And so you get a call, and it tells you, don't leave your house, don't use your telephone, do as we say. It sets the precedent that you're literally a prisoner, that you have no First Amendment, that you have no right to travel. Then they're acclimating, oh, the Marines are here to help at a checkpoint looking for drunks. You're not for drunks, are you? Oh, the Army's here to help look for drunks. You're not for drunks, are you? And then when you read the actual documents, they say, we're getting the public ready for the troops to engage the American people, Army War College, official Defense Department policy, NORTHCOM has the United States as a war zone. Just like CENTCOM has the Middle East. Just like SOUTHCOM has Latin America. I mean, we are a theater of operations. But the key is the red alert and the recorded message. That is the key here, the red alert and the recorded message. Because they're letting you know, this is a red alert. And notice, it's a guy out shooting with a gun. Why do they have all the major towns and cities in the country under federal grants working with the Army in bomb disposal and preparing for IED attack? Well, that's a nice excuse to get the Army involved in every community, to create that relationship, and to train the police to look for terrorists everywhere. But then when you read, as I put in my film, Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Road to Tyranny, going back into the late 90s, I explained that the front of the military and covert operations in the United States against the American people is the bomb disposal team, but they're only what the press is told about. Now that's all admitted. Of course, we got secret documents, because an FBI agent screwed up and said, here's the press release, and it was the press release stapled on top of an internal, not-for-circulation document that's in Police State 2, The Takeover. And it says, we're in secret operations in 77 counties. We do raids on homes. The Army is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. See, covert, illegal, U.S. Army, and then we even have a Marine on video, again, with the documents explaining that in the late 80s in Virginia, they were doing gun raids. The U.S. Marine Corps with police secretly. See, they've created these secret relationships. Now they need to condition the public to accept all this, so they say, oh, there's a mad gunman. Stay in your house. This is a red alert lockdown. Don't leave your home. It's all part of getting you ready for martial law. So when they're arresting your neighbors, they tell you to stay in your house, and then you do it. We'll be right back.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Going live at prisonplanet.tv in T-minus 6 minutes. And I know I said I'm going to take a lot of calls, and I spent 20 minutes with Kurt because his information was just too vital, and I wanted to break down that is indeed happening, and that's how this slow creeping death, similar to how special forces take over third world countries and their governments, is going on right now in the United States. They're well-trained hands with this, but remember, the brainwashing is more intense against the troops and the police. They're only incrementally told about it. Remember, Congress is now under war powers, public martial law, Bloomberg, AP. This is all being calmly announced because now they're moving into the final phase. They've got to admit it, so it looks mainstream for the FBI and the police who are questioning, well, it, you know, just the foreign banks own us now. Okay, we're defending America. Let's take a few more calls. Brent in Washington. Brent, you're on the air.
Alex, hey, good to have you out there. You're doing an awesome job.
I try. There's just too much info.
Hey, this morning on CNBC, I was watching Squawk Box, and they were interviewing Henry Kissinger, and they asked him about Israel and the conflict. And anyways, he came up and said that this is a perfect time for Obama to create a new world order.
Who said that?
Henry Kissinger on Squawk Box this morning.
Henry Kissinger on Squawk Box. Well, I mean, they're constantly, look, hundreds of newspapers a week are saying world government's good, world government will save you, we set it up for your own good, and then I post links to the stories on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we do, and then they go in under the stories and say, you're lying, this isn't real. And they've got to be disinfo operatives. I mean, how are they denying AP, Reuters, Financial Times of London? They're just flaunting it.
It's crazy. I almost fell off my seat when he said it. I had to rewind it to make sure I heard what I heard. But they're certainly not hiding anything.
Well, they're hiding the fact that they engineered the crises. But I'm going to cover it after the break, what's really happening in Israel. The invasion of Gaza, Operation Cast Lead, is part of a broader Israeli military intelligence agenda. And then the story from Global Research that we have posted by Professor Chassidovsky of International Affairs, he just gives all their own admissions. This is out of Haaretz or Haaretz. I mean, it's all there. They are staging all of this and then admitting it.
Yeah. Hey, Alex, I did have one question for you. What was significant? Why did they choose the date of September 11th to orchestrate the attacks?
You can get into all of the bizarre numerology that the elite is obsessed with. I mean, you know, Ronald Reagan would only give speeches at a certain minute, certain day, according to his astrologer. And, of course, that's just the light end of it. You have Bohemian Grove. You have Tony Blair admittedly doing rituals every morning saying he's possessed by the spirit of white light and he falls on the ground and flops around. I mean, you can't make this up, folks. If you don't believe me, just Google it. It's been all over the British papers. They're just a bunch of lunatics, and they don't worship the same God as most of us.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing a lot of research on the specialists in the markets and some of the movements that, you know, the internals of the markets, and it's interesting how specialists leave signs or signals about when they're going to move the market up or down, and I've been doing some charting. Anyways, one of the a big sign on the charting has come to about April 15th. So I was just, you know, I'm trying to figure out if that is significant in any way, if that's going to be.
Well, I know a lot of top financial experts from a wide range that we interview say that April, May is when they believe things will start plunging again. And I've got MSNBC saying they think in January, February, March, stuff's going to go up. And then in April and May, it's going to go back down. Who knows? They could be saying that to throw us a curveball. Who knows? We will certainly find out.
Well, I think we're going to hit 12,000 on the Dow sometime by the end of April.
To get the suckers' confidence again before they really hammer us.
And that's exactly what's going to happen. There's going to be something significant happen between the end of April and May that's going to cause the Dow go from 12,000 down to 6,000 or less within weeks. And then all the people that still have their money in there they're gonna lose the rest of their money. So,
absolutely, great to hear from you. Appreciate your call. I'm gonna get into the Gaza Strip when we come out of this segment. We'll be live at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, be sure and get over there and enter your passcode at PrisonPlanet.tv to watch the live transmission. We'll also post the archive after the show today. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're live on the radio, and we simulcast sometimes the entire four-hour show, but always the last hour. We're now live at PrisonPlanet.tv, 1.5 hours in to this worldwide transmission on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave satellite, and the Internet, both audio and visual. At PrisonPlanet.tv, and we do this because of our brotherly love. We do this because we know there's wicked, sadistic tyrants in control of the planet. The Anglo-American elite. All of us are under attack. Black, white, old, young, Hispanic, Asian, the North, the South, Christian, Muslim, Jew. And the final equation, the New World Order, is waging war against the Hindu. Against the Sunni, the Shiite, against the Sephardi. We are together.
They don't want to
And they don't want to see us unite. All they want to do is see us fuss and fight.
All they want us to do is keep on fucking and fighting.
All they want to see us do is go on killing one another.
All they want us to do is keep on killing one another. Top ranking.
All right, let me tell you what's coming up in the next 2 hours and plus that we have left today. 2 hours and 25 minutes. Dr. Russell Blaylock joins us for the last hour and a half. Brain surgeon, neuroscientist, dealing with the toxins in our food and water by design, the eugenics agenda. He's one of the most prestigious in his field out there, and we'll have his bio up on screen for you. That is coming up. We're going to be taking calls in the meantime and covering the news on a host of issues. I'm going to get into what's happening in Gaza right now, clearly part of Obama's unpopular surprise that Joseph Biden and others promised the public. I'm then going to get into the fact that the right wing and the left wing are controlled by the same interest, and they're bringing in their global carbon taxes and exactly what that's going to mean to the economy and society, and Pat Robertson disgustingly pushing it and saying it's of the Lord, kind of like he said forced abortion in China was something he didn't like, but they're doing what they had to do. So tacit approval of that. And Christians will attack me saying that how dare I not want to abort the Chinese babies now. It's kind of very twisted how things are working. So that's coming up. And then I never get into UFOs, but I briefly want to get into Project Bluebeam some next hour, because on Larry King Live and on ABC News and everywhere, people keep sending me emails going, my God, giant cigar-shaped craft of the UFOs, the aliens. They're over Albuquerque. They're over Dallas. They're over L.A. They're over everywhere. They're going to get us. And you see the video, and it's a giant blimp. But the military won't admit what they're doing, and so the public thinks it's the media acts like it's aliens, little green aliens from Mars. Folks, again, I'm not poo-pooing that there might be some other life in the universe. I think that's of certainty. The issue here is the government admits, they always admit when they're in the planning stages. 10 years ago, I made films about it, that they're going to put over every major city drone blimps. I'm going to get into it later. And you can see it. It is a blimp. These giant craft are blimps. And it doesn't matter to the public, because the media is telling them it's little green men. So we'll get into that. I mean, you know, I'm the kook because I don't believe they're little green men. But Larry King Live, that's good mainstream, and it's aliens. So Pat Robertson's for abortion. And mainstream media is saying aliens are real, and I'm the weirdo because I'm saying that isn't very Christian conservative of Pat Robertson. It isn't very credible for the media. The media knows they're blimps, folks. They think you're complete idiots, and they're just messing with you. Okay, let me go ahead and get to the Gaza situation. Punch up on screen this article, please. This is from Global Research. We have it posted up on Infowars.com. We're going to get Professor Chasadosky on later. But what I like about his article from GlobalResearch.ca is that he lays out all the facts that we're aware of here, and so that I can I trust the professor, but I also verify. And so I'm already acutely aware of everything that's in his article, but I know a lot of the public aren't. Now, I'm not bringing that up to say, oh, I'm smart, I know about this. I'm saying this is accurate information. I have confirmed it for myself. Now, it is a lengthy article, to say the least. Okay, so I am not going to have time on air today to read this all. But if you want to be informed and not just be lied to by the controlled corporate propagandist, you need to go to Infowars.com and read this story, and then link through to his site and read more there as well, previous articles. If you want to be informed. Now, let's go ahead and go over some of this article. Here we go. The invasion of Gaza, Operation Cast Lead, part of a broader Israeli military intelligence agenda. The aerial bombings and the ongoing ground invasion of Gaza by Israeli ground forces must be analyzed in a historical context. Operation Cast Lead is a carefully planned undertaking that is part of a broader military-industrial agenda, first formulated by the government of the Prime Minister Ariel Sharon in 2001. Sources in the defense establishment said Defense Minister Ehud Barak instructed the Israeli Defense Forces to prepare for the operation over 6 months ago, even as Israel was beginning to negotiate a ceasefire agreement with Hamas. That is Barak Ravid. Operation Cast Lead, Israeli Air Force strikes followed months of planning. Harach, December 2007. 2008. Okay, so that is Harach, December 27, 2008. It was Israel which broke the truce only on the day of the U.S. presidential elections, November 4th, and everybody was distracted. Kind of like U.S., NATO, Israeli forces attacked the Russians in South Ossetia on 888 with the Olympics kicking off. They do it when people aren't looking. It's classic military operations. And again, he has link after link. Israel has used the distraction to break the ceasefire between itself and Hamas by bombing the Gaza Strip. Israel claimed this violation of the ceasefire was to prevent Hamas from digging tunnels into Israel territory. The very next day, Israel launched a terrorizing siege of Gaza, cutting off fuel, food, medical supplies, and other necessities in an attempt to subdue the Palestinians while at the same time engaging in armed incursion. In response, Hamas and others in Gaza again resorted to firing crude, homemade, and mainly inaccurate rockets into Israel. During the past 7 years, these rockets have been responsible for the deaths of 17 Israelis. Over the same time span, Israel blitzkrieg results in killing thousands of Palestinians, drawing worldwide protest, but failing and falling on deaf ears at the UN. And that's Shamus Cookie, the massacre in Palestine, the threat of wider war, global research, December 2008. Now, here's where the story gets into the key area. Planned humanitarian disaster. On December 8th, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte was in Tel Aviv for discussions with the Israeli counterparts, including the director of Mossad, Dagon. Operation Cast Lead was initiated 2 days after Christmas. It was coupled with a carefully designed international public relations campaign under the auspices of Israel's foreign ministry, saying that Hamas had broken the ceasefire when they hadn't. It was Israel bombing all over the nation and also cutting off all the border entrances and not allowing any food or medicine in. Hamas military targets are not the main objective. Operation Cast Lead is intended quite deliberately to trigger civilian casualties. What we are dealing with is a planned humanitarian disaster. That's a quote in Gaza in a densely populated urban area. See the map on your screen. The longer-term objective of the plan, as formulated by Israeli policymakers, is the expulsion of Palestinians from Palestinian lands. Terrorize the civilian population. This is a quote from Israeli war planning. Terrorize the civilian population, ensuring maximal destruction of property and cultural resources. The daily life of the Palestinians must be rendered unbearable. They should be locked up in the cities and towns, prevented from exercising normal economic life, cut off from the workplaces, schools, and hospitals. This will encourage immigration and weaken the resistance to future expulsions. Shalinsky, quoted by Gillian Hussein, Gaza, the world's largest prison, Global Research. And then they go into all the Israeli war planning where this is admitted. Operation Justified Vengeance. A turning point has been reached. Operation Cast Lead is part of a broader military intelligence operation initiated at the onset of Ariel Sharon's government in 2001. It was under Sharon's Operation Justified Vengeance that F-16 fighter planes were initially used to bomb Palestinian cities. Operation Justified Vengeance was presented in July 2001 to the Israeli government of Ariel Sharon by the IDF staff Saul Mofaz, under the title The Destruction of the Palestinian Authority and the Disarmament of All Armed Forces. A contingency plan, codenamed Operation Justified Vengeance, was drawn up last June 2001 to reoccupy all the West Bank and possibly the Gaza Strip as a likely cost of hundreds of Israeli casualties. Washington Times, 19th, March 2002. According to Jane's Foreign Report, Jane's Weapons Quarterly, July 12, 2001, the Israeli army under Sharon had updated its plans for an all-out assault to smash the Palestinian Authority, force out leader Yasser Arafat, and kill or detain its army. Bloodshed justification. The bloodshed justification was an essential component of the military intelligence agenda. The killing of Palestinian civilians was justified on humanitarian grounds. Israeli military operations were carefully timed to coincide with the suicide attacks. Again, remember, Israel founded Hamas as a counterbalance against the PLO. The assault would be launched at the government's discretion after a big suicide bomb attack in Israel, causing widespread deaths and injuries, citing the bloodshed as justification. That's Tanya Reinhart, Evil Unleashed, Israel moved to deploy and destroy the Palestinian Authority in a calculated plan. Also Global Research. The Dagon Plan, Operation Justified Vengeance, was also referred to as the Dagon Plan, named after General, now retired, Meir Dagan, who currently heads Mossad, Israeli's intelligence agency. Reserve General Myron Dagan was Sharon's national security advisor during the 2000 election campaign. The plan was apparently drawn up prior to Sharon's election as prime minister in February 2001, according to Alex Fishman, writing for Yedioth. The Dagan plan consisted in destroying the Palestinian Authority and putting Yasser Arafat out of the game. Operation Justified Vengeance, a secret plan to destroy the Palestinian Authority. As reported in Foreign Report, Jane, as disclosed locally by Israel's invasion plan in local papers, reportedly dubbed Justified Vengeance, would be launched immediately following the next high-casualty suicide bombing. It would last about a month and is expected to result in the death of hundreds of Israelis and thousands of Palestinians. The Dagan plan envisioned the so-called cantonization of the Palestinian territories, whereby the West Bank and Gaza would be totally cut off from one another, with separate governments in each of the territories. Under the scenario already envisioned in 2001, Israel would negotiate separately with Palestinian forces that are dominant in each territory, Palestinian forces responsible for security, intelligence, and even from the Fatah. This plan was closely resembled the idea of the cantonization of Palestinian territories put forth by a number of ministers. That's from Le Monde, the big French publication, December 17, 2001. The Dagan plan was established continuity in the military intelligence agenda in the wake of the 2000 elections. Mayor Dagan was assigned a key role. He became Sharon's go-between to the security issues of the President Bush's special envoys, Zini and Mitchell. He was subsequently appointed director of the Mossad by Prime Minister Ariel Sharon in 2002. In the post-Sharon period, he remained head of Mossad. He was reconfirmed in his position as director of Israeli intelligence by Prime Minister Ehud Olmert in June of 2008. Mayor Dagan, in coordination with the U.S. counterparts, has been in charge of various military intelligence operations. It is worth noting that Mayor Dagan is a young colonel, had worked closely with the Defense Minister Ariel Sharon in the raids on Palestinian settlements in Beirut in 82. In 2009, ground offensive in Gaza, in many regards, bear an uncanny resemblance to the 1982 military operation led by Sharon and Dagan. Continuity from Sharon to Olmert. Then it goes through how it's all continuity. And the basic plan. One, the assassination in November of Yasser Arafat. This assassination had been on the drawing board since 96 under Operation Fields of Thorns, according to the October 2000 document prepared by the Security Service at the request of the then Prime Minister Ehud Barak, stated that Arafat, the person to serve the threat to the Prime Minister, the security state of Israel, and the damage which will result from his disappearance is less than the damage caused by his existence. And it continues here. Part 2, removal under the orders of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon in 2005 of all Jewish settlements in Gaza. A Jewish population over 7,000 was relocated. This is from CBC, March 2004. It is my intention, Sharon, to carry out a relocation of settlements that cause us problems and of places that we will not hold on to anyway in a final settlement, like the Gaza settlements. I am working on the assumption that in the future there will be no Jews in Gaza, Sharon told CNBC. The issue of the settlements in Gaza was presented as part of Washington's roadmap to peace, celebrated by the Palestinians as a victory. This measure was not directed against the Jewish settlers. Quite the opposite. It was part of an overall covert operation which consisted in transforming Gaza into a concentration camp. As long as Jewish settlers were living inside Gaza, the objective of sustaining a large barricade prison territory could not be achieved. The implementation of Operation Cast Lead required no Jews in Gaza. That's from CBC. Number 3, the building of the infamous apartheid wall was decided upon at the beginning of the Sharon government. 4, the next phase of the Hamas election victory in January 2006, without Arafat, the military, Israeli military intelligence architects knew that Fatah, under Mahmoud Abbas, would lose the elections. This was part of a scenario which had been envisioned and analyzed well in advance. With Hamas in charge of the Palestinian Authority, this is key, using the pretext that Hamas is a terrorist organization, Israel would carry out the process of cantonization as formulated under the Dagan plan. Fatah, under Mahmoud Abbas, would remain formally in charge of the West Bank. The duly elected Hamas government would be confined to the Gaza Strip. Ground attack. On January 3rd, the Israeli tanks and infantry entered Gaza in an all-out ground offensive The ground operation was preceded by several hours of heavy artillery fire after dark, igniting targets in flames and burst into the night sky. Machine gun fire rattled. Bright tracer rounds flashed in the darkness, and the clash of hundreds of shells set up streaks of fire. AP. Israeli sources have pointed to a lengthy, drawn-out military operation. It won't be easy, and it won't be short, said Defense Minister Ehud Barak in a TV address. Israel is not seeking to oblige Hamas to cooperate. What we are dealing with is the implementation of the Dagon Plan, a plan formulated in 2001, which called for an invasion of Palestinian-controlled territory by some 30,000 Israeli soldiers with a clearly defined mission of destroying the infrastructure of the Palestinian leadership and collecting weaponry currently possessed by the various Palestinian forces and expelling or killing its military leadership. The broader question is whether Israel, in consolidation with Washington, is intent upon triggering a wider war. Mass expulsion could occur in some later stage of the ground invasion, with the Israelis to open up the Gaza borders to allow the exodus of population. Expulsion was referred to by Ariel Sharon as the 1948-style solution. Stay with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do, or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Okay, we are back live here. I'm going to take some of the calls that are patiently holding. Coming up in the first 30 minutes of the next hour, then Dr. Blaylock will be joining us. We're going to try something new tomorrow at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to go live at noon central with our regular guest, Mike Rivero, and he's going to be live on a video cam feed with us on the show. We're going to have a lot of our guests who do have video cams with us here on the show in the future, adding more and more. We're going to add a document cam in here. I'm also going to add a little tablet where I can write on documents and things on screen, kind of like Joe Madden with football, but with I can put up the Gaza Strip map and go over it. things of that nature. So that's all coming up here as we integrate the radio show with the PrisonPlanet.tv audience as we develop the show for putting it on cable or satellite, working on both right now, and building another full TV studio out here. But continuing here, at the end of this excellent article that's all meticulously sourced, most of it right out of the Israeli and U.S. newspapers, it ends with the mass expulsion could occur at some later state of the ground invasion where the Israelis to open up Gaza borders to allow for an exodus of the population. Expulsion was referred to by Ariel Sharon as the 1948-style solution. For Sharon, it is only necessary to find another state for the Palestinians. Jordan is Palestine was the phrase that Sharon coined. So put that map back up there, if you can, of the Gaza Strip for folks. Again, there in bordering southern Israel to the east, Egypt to the south, and the Mediterranean Sea to its west. That's the other map. They are completely surrounded. They are completely surrounded. And they are under total siege. And if you look on the map, you see Gaza City, the largest, with around 800,000 of the population. Then the other 700,000 are in some of the central cities and the southern cities. And what the Israeli military has done is they've encircled Gaza City. They've got gunboats and naval forces all along its border with the Mediterranean. Again, down here to the south, you have Egypt that the Gaza Strip formerly belonged to. And simply put, the Ottoman Empire for hundreds of years controlled much of the Middle East and, of course, Israel. And then when they fell after World War I, the British came in and filled the vacuum. And the Rothschilds owned and controlled, since their scam they ran in 1815, buying up the stock market, claiming that Napoleon had won the Battle of Waterloo. They were able to finance folks in Israel actually attacking British forces. And after the British were kicked out, what is the 1948 option? Israel declares sovereignty in 47 and then begins bombing, shooting, killing Arabs that were living there, Palestinians, and pushing them out. That's the expulsion model. So you have Israel, and that's why you had the Arabs who'd been there for thousands of years, and back in the time when it was Judea, who lived in peace with the Jews. In fact, it'd be the Arabs and the Jews generally fighting with the Romans and the Babylonians and others. And it hadn't been Israel since 70 A.D. when Titus went in and did what Israel's doing to the Palestinians. Put the map back up right here. I want to show people something. Zoom in on this. I want to point it out here on my screen. Let's cut to camera two, and I want to show people here on the screen myself. Notice that with the pincer attack, the Israeli troops came in and circled Gaza City and encircled the other towns and have surrounded it. What did Titus do? Well, Titus over in Jerusalem did the same thing 1,938 years ago. He went in, he encircled Jerusalem, waited until they basically starved to death, and went in and burned the place down. So this is just total siege, ladies and gentlemen. And Israel's doing what was done to them by the Romans 1,900 plus years ago to the Gazans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.